what happened with this. So this is one I think here that.
This is really something else.
And it's, they're both correct, but one of them shows off my knees. And a bunch of laws that have been on it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, is there a question? Some other questions that we're going to.
One thing, sorry, just basically.
I'll be very clear about that.
I'm sorry, there are some.
All right, everybody, it's 6:30. It's time to begin the ARC meeting. If you would, grab a chair. I've got the recorder going, James, so Karen won't be mad at me. I've got a professional page turner with Councilman Reed. So I'd like to welcome you to the readout of the ARC Comprehensive Plan Update.
Atlanta Regional Commission Comprehensive Plan.
Thank you. So the readout of the plan, thank you so much to Michelle, who is making a guest appearance back in our community tonight.
Yay!
And Carol Silvers for working on this and putting in a lot of sweat.
And Michelle has too.
And we still have two. So I'll introduce Ryan right now from the ARC, and Ryan's going to take it away.
All right. Mark,
you have something blocking your screen. I don't know if that's blocking your video.
There you go.
Good.
All right, if we could just click to the next slide. Hi, everyone. My name is Ryan Shalom. I'm a planner and researcher. Is this thing working?
Yes.
With Atlanta Regional Commission.
I'm here to walk
you through a little bit of our plan update process, what went into our community engagement for this plan, and then I'll be able to take some questions about this presentation and about the plan document after.
And the mics,
is it better if I just, is it all right if I just project my voice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so with that, let's just get started. Yeah.
thank you, Scott.
This is kind of a standard issue slide that we give at the beginning of any plan updating process or at any meeting like this where we're speaking to the community about planning. And just a quick, why do we plan? We plan first and foremost to prepare for the future, but also to provide for public health, safety, and welfare. That's been a big element of this plan as we've talked about y'all's relationship regarding public safety services with Roswell. We plan for building community, we plan for minimizing weaknesses. Every place has weaknesses, and we plan to kind of account for that and make up for those. And on the other hand, we plan to leverage our strengths and to make cities and communities better places to live by making use of the strengths that they have. We also plan to accommodate for present needs. We update comprehensive plans every 5 years, and in a 5-year period, a city's needs can change quite a lot. And then we also plan to anticipate change. Is the city growing? Is it shrinking? Are big developments coming in? Is traffic a new issue? So we're planning to anticipate how things are going to change as well. With that, we can go to the next slide. On the top row here, we have elements of a comprehensive plan that are required for all plans in the state of Georgia. So there's a vision, vision and goals, needs and, I have food stuck.
Can I get you some water?
Can you get some water?
Needs and opportunities, a community work program and broadband services. And if you'll forgive the text, it's kind of wonky here. This is my personal laptop and it doesn't have the same fonts and my PowerPoint's all that stuff. This bottom line here are required for some plan updates. In Mountain Park, the only one that is relevant is the land use section. And we'll talk about that a little bit on the next slide. So we'll start here with needs and opportunities. That's where we tend to start a plan updating process, is by reviewing those. And when we're thinking about needs and opportunities, we're thinking about big picture items in a city that affect, well, its needs and opportunities. What is the direction that it's going to move? And those needs and opportunities in a comprehensive plan update are going to be used to inform this fifth item here, the community work program. The community work program is a formal to-do list for the city for the next 5 years. And in this community work program, we basically use the needs and opportunities to guide actionable items. So needs and opportunities are going to be a little more abstract. You know, we need to take care of our green space, whereas a community work program is going to have something about maintaining right of ways. And then if we hop back up to the second item here, adding the broadband element, this is new to Mountain Park's plan this year. In 2018, the Georgia DCA, Department of Community Affairs, required that all cities updating their comprehensive plans add this broadband element. And basically what this does is this uses DCA data and FCC data to look at whether broadband internet is available in a city or county. We also review the land use element, and in Mountain Park's comp plan update, this was pretty straightforward. We didn't make any significant changes to the land use element of the plan. And then I want to talk about these last two items, even though I've talked about community work program already, kind of in tandem because they inform each other. So the report of accomplishments is a document that tracks the current status of every item in a community work program. So this is the first thing that we actually did in the plan update, is I was working with Karen Seegers to look at the community work program from the last comprehensive plan, and she provided a status update on every line item in there. So she took note of if something had been completed, was in progress, had been canceled. And we use that report of accomplishments to inform the community work program. Because if we have an item that's in progress, we'll carry it over to the next community work program. But if we look at the report of accomplishments and we say, oh, it's been 5 years, and we haven't touched these items and they don't seem to be a priority, we'll take them out of the next plan and we won't include them in the community work program. So the community work program, this formal to-do list that's really the meat of your comprehensive plan, is informed by looking at your last plan, and then also by our community engagement process that looks at how was the city's priorities affected over the last 5 years, and what are our new formal to-do list items. Next slide, please. So this is a bit of a mess. This is kind of our roadmap to the comprehensive plan update. This is what we did on the way to today. We started in January with our project kickoff, and that was a meeting between myself and Karen Seegers. And we talked about, it was a meeting much like this. I just kind of briefed her on the plan update process, even though she was involved with y'all's last plan update. I sent her the report of accomplishments so that she could look at the community work program and begin to review it. And in the background, all the while, I was kind of looking at data, looking at publicly available data, seeing how the population and demographic has changed in Mountain Park over the last 5 years. And I was preparing for that first steering committee, which we were forming at the same time. Our steering committee meeting was Carol Silver and Michelle Dasher, and we met for the first time in February. We had a meeting much like this one, where we went over why do we plan, we went over the timeline, and we talked a little bit about the data and what their role would be. And then at that meeting, I sent them home with the report of accomplishments so they could fill in the gaps where Karen didn't have answers or where we needed a little more detail to mark down, you know, what has been done or who did it. Or how much of something has been completed. In the background during that, I started preparing for our community engagement.
I'm getting texts that they cannot see the slides.
You're what?
I'm getting texts that the people in the room cannot see the slides.
They were supposed to be following along the presentation they were given.
They had a link in utility.
So tell them to do that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It might be a lot easier.
Yeah, I think Jim was going to attempt to show the presentation in the Zoom room while we're going.
You move this to this table.
Oh, that's what they're saying. They're trying to communicate with Jim.
Okay, gotcha.
Would y'all like to be aware of that?
No. Okay.
So for this second steering committee meeting, we started planning our community engagement, and it got a little complicated because of the pandemic. So usually we do our community engagement in person, but for this we did it entirely virtually. I'm sure many or most of you engaged with our public input website for the surveys. In April, after we discussed what we would put in the survey by discussing needs and opportunities in that March steering committee meeting, I was building that public input site and developing the survey. We went back and forth a few times, myself, the steering committee, and Karen. and kind of finalized that survey, and then we published it. We published the first one on, I believe it was May 6th. It was May 10th through June 6th, it was open, and we took responses during that period. And then toward the end of that period of May 10th through June 6th, we had our third steering committee meeting, and we started reviewing what are the trends and responses, you know, what are people identifying as needs and opportunities. And then we started developing the second survey based on responses that we were getting and kind of priorities that people were identifying for us. We had a pretty quick turnaround after we closed the first survey, and we opened the second one up on June 16th, and we ran that one from June 16th to July 7th. And this survey was much shorter, and it asked questions that were a little more action-oriented. So it was about kind of projects that people would like to see pursued. And then we had a fourth steering committee toward the end of that. And we reviewed the two surveys kind of in conversation with each other and how they affected the community work program or that to-do list for the next several years. After that, we sat down and we developed the community work program. We went line by line, we identified work items, we took input from the surveys and turned them into to-do list items for the next 5 years. And then after that, from the end of July into the beginning of August, I finalized that comprehensive plan document, and then I went back and forth again with the steering committee to take edits, and that takes us to here. We're at the pre-transmittal hearing. We have a draft of the plan. This is not the final document that we are here to talk about today, but this is a meeting that has to happen in order for us to send this document to ARC and to DCA for review. And next steps, we can edit this thing up until it is adopted by council, but this plan has to be reviewed and approved by DCA and ARC and locally adopted by October 31st in order for the City of Menlo Park to maintain qualified local government status. Yeah, question?
So is there anything in particular that they're looking for in this study to approve it?
Yes, if we go back a couple slides and we look at those blue bubbles of the required plan elements, they're making sure that those are updated, that they've been looked into, and they're also making sure that we've done a robust enough community engagement process for this plan to be valid. And then we can pop back to the next slide.
Thank you.
One more? All right, so quickly I just want to run over the community engagement surveys that we put out because this is the most important part of the planning process. This is when we get to have everyone's opinions on the plan. The first survey was active from May 10th until June 6th. It had 438 views, 116 respondents, which I'll note is almost a fifth of the city's population, which is phenomenal. We don't see numbers like that with any other city that we're working with in the region right now. That's 902 total responses for 171 comments. The fact that we got 171 comments is also great because those comments give us a lot to work with on what people are identifying as priorities and problems. This first survey, we covered kind of areas of need and opportunity. We identified priorities, what do people want us to focus on? And then we had questions about the charter and about lake area remediation. These questions were not actionable, they were just straw polls. And then this, all of this influences, again, our needs and opportunities that go into the plan and the community work program, so that formal to-do list. If we go to the next slide, I have two quick screenshots from that first survey. One of the questions that we asked about was, I provided a map and respondents could place a pin on the map and add a comment stating where they wanted the city to focus over the next 5 years. And the preponderance of responses put a pin on the lake and said something about, let's take care of our lakes, our green space, and then this graph on the right, which is pretty difficult to see, it says, please rank the following list in order of importance to you. This top item here got the most responses or was listed as most important the most times. And this was related to maintaining the park's green space and natural environment. So we see pretty clear trends here, and it's no secret that the green space in Menlo Park is enormously important. Next slide.
Could you move together for more? It's hard to read from back here.
Sure. Can we go back? I'll have you read if you don't mind.
See, now you want me to participate. All right. So the first one, as was mentioned, is maintain mountain park, green space, and environment. That was 68%. Coming in at 29% was other optional. That's the second line down. Third line down at 52% was preserving mountain park's character.
through development standards that will ensure all future development is aesthetically consistent with the city's natural traditional and natural architecture. Fourth one down is 43% maintaining and improving the city's roadways, and the final one at 27% allowing for commercial development that will increase the city's tax base to fund priority projects.
Now we'll pop to the next slide. So here's our recap of the second survey. This one's active from June 16th through July 7th. We're seeing slightly fewer respondents and views, but these are still great numbers. We're getting a pretty robust response. 573 total responses with 93 comments. Again, these comments are what really tell us a lot about what folks are thinking. The subjects we touched on here were related to a little bit of commercial and retail land use, and kind of as those relate to increasing the city's revenue in order to fund infrastructure projects. We also looked at a little bit of housing and trail expansion. And then this survey is a little different from the first one in that at this point in the process, we've kind of pinned down our needs and opportunities as we've worked between the steering committee and the community. And so we're only looking for things that can go into the community work program here. So we're only looking for action items at this point. If we go to the next slide, these are two graphs that the first one here on the left-hand side says, how do you feel about allowing for the
introduction
of some of this text, some commercial or retail activity in a few appropriate locations through the city? And if you don't have to see the numbers here to see that this is a pie chart with five pretty even slices. So there's no agreement here. But what we took from this, because there was a little more people who were interested in this than opposed, is that we took an action item that says the city should look into whether it's viable, whether it's palatable to introduce some sort of retail or commercial land use over the next 5 years. So this is not committing to introducing this kind of land use, but it is saying, let's look at this. There seems to be interest based on our surveys. And then the second one here is about expanding the trails at Mountain Park. And it has a little bit to do with grant applications. And if grant applications or if grant money is used to fund trails, public parking has to be provided. And so there's kind of an up and down to that. Again, we're seeing a pretty even split, but we are seeing more support again. So that goes into the plan as another item where we are exploring the pursuit of grant money in order to fund trail expansion. And this is all I have for you for now. If we go to the next slide, I'm happy to take questions again about this presentation and also about the plan document for anyone who's reviewed it. Yeah.
So a couple of questions. I greatly appreciate everyone's work on this because it's our city that's at stake here, and it's the future growth of what we're trying to accomplish or what we're trying not to accomplish. So a couple of questions. I don't know if this is the appropriate forum or not, but a couple of the big elephants in the room that haven't been addressed with your presentation, particularly survey number one, was the dissolvement of the city charter. I'm not saying that before or against it, but that seems to be something that's kind of skimmed over by design, or if this is the appropriate forum for that, but just trying to get some more depth and detail. You analyzed a couple of the other questions.
Right.
The depth of the graphs. I'm just curious about that question. And where did that question originate?
So
did that just come out of thin air, or somebody put that in there?
I'll start with your first question.
Okay.
Can you rephrase it for the online?
Oh yes. Could you repeat your first question in like very brief? There, that's what we need.
Well, look, we have a lot of
people. Sorry, I'm sorry.
So
can
I
have
a question?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I started off by saying thank you for your efforts, the committee's efforts. This is an important meeting because it helps shape our future as a city, what we'd like to see as citizens and what we'd like not to see as citizens. So we did it, and I don't know if this is the proper forum to ask this question, but you did a great job with the presentation, but my question goes back to survey number one, where the big elephant in the room, shall we say, seems to be the dissolvement of the city charter. I don't know if this is the appropriate forum for that, but would like to get some going in some depth as you did in some of the surveys and the graphs. Sure. Question number two. And then my next question is, that seems sort of like a, where did that question come from? Who originated that? How did the process go into getting that question into the survey? It just seems that that seems to be a topic of conversation. Should we, shouldn't we? Mm-hmm. And thankfully, we recently approved a motion to discuss what that means, because it's a really right. easy term to throw out. Oh, well, the charter, walk away. Well, what does that mean? I don't think anyone knows, so I'm thankful that we have an opportunity. But I'm really curious where that question came from.
Yeah, so I'll start with your first question, and I think it's perfectly reasonable to bring up. However, anything that we do in this planning process is not going to be actionable on the dissolution of the city's charter issue. So what we're looking at here, this was just a straw poll because it had become a hot button issue. And so one of the questions that we ask at the beginning of a planning process when we're working with the city is, we ask what are hot button issues? And we decided as a steering committee, to start to answer your second question, that there was a lot of interest in kind of presenting a straw poll. So again, this is a question that's not actionable, but the steering committee was interested in getting a hint of what public opinion was there. Yep.
I thought that request for that question card came directly from City Hall. That was not something Carol and I on the steering committee broached. I want that to be very clear amongst my friends. Carol and I did not broach that question. That was brought by City. Carol, are you agreeing with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very.
So to cover for them, it was brought to me at a steering committee meeting by way of City Hall.
So, and I would add, Jim's name was attached to it when it came to me. So I want everyone in this room not to feel like Carol and I sat here and planned this out.
Not at all.
This came from your City Hall.
But I would also add that it came up in the comments a lot.
Yes.
And clearly it was a topic we needed to explore and get more opinion on.
Yes.
There was a lot of comments.
Not as much as something from City Hall in my opinion.
But they directly requested that we have it in there.
Well, there are plenty of citizens though that, you know, it's been discussed for a long time.
It has, but Carol and I both took flag as it being from the steering committee.
Okay.
So it's not really fair. It's not really fair. No, not for me either.
But it's not really fair to say we did something we didn't.
Okay, so did that answer Bill's question?
Yes.
Do we have any other questions in the audience? Oh, the singer at the mic.
I thought just handed me the mic.
Well, sing a song.
I don't even know the...
Well, I have a question. So what is the next step? What did this come to any conclusions? And therefore, what is the next step with this?
So there is an item in the community work program related to both the charter and the lake remediation, because those are the big issues that we've talked about a lot over and over through this planning process. The city's next step in terms of figuring out its charter is going to be related to figuring out if it can fund the infrastructure projects, fund public safety services, and that's not something that ARC does. Because if ARC was doing it, it would be myself and probably one other person doing it. We're not a big enough team for all that. We would recommend that y'all go to either Georgia State University, and this is in the plan document, or the Carl Vinson Institute of Government affiliated with UGA. They do studies like this for new cities, but they also do studies like this for cities that have long existed. And they study financial viability. They look into dynamics just like this.
So the community work program, the community work programs, have there been any definitive items that the survey came out and said, yes, we need to do this and move forward with it, and how does that feed into some of those required items that are?
One of those work program items reads, engage CVIOG, Carl Vinson Institute of Government, or Georgia State University to study cities' financial viability. Another one says, if you have it printed out, I see, it says something along the lines of...
It's included in the packet.
...of beginning lake remediation and looking for long-term solutions related to it.
Another one is gearing up volunteers to help.
And in my opinion, good jobs, making them actionable and assigning, not like, a lot of times in the past, it would say, City Hall, he did a really good job of working with us to make these actionable and put something with them. Like we might say, council member, it might say civic club.
Right.
So there are tasks in there, but Ryan did an incredible job making them actionable, so it's not a random list. It's a list of things for council, for civic club, or for Georgia State, or somebody like that to take on.
I'm just curious, when I hear City Hall, does that mean City Council?
No, City Hall is the go, is Karen, Jim, Chad.
Exactly.
It would say council, meaning, I'm gonna throw Mark in the bus. Mark needs to do it. Like, so if it says council, a council member would need to take up this charter going through and investigating with Georgia State or Georgia to see if we're financially, are we financially viable? Which is probably the first step you need to take before you look at the charter. So, the votes were heard as far as that he did a great job because he said we can do these options. These people need to be a plan of it. So you read through it, Ryan did an incredible job of hearing your feedback and giving detailed assignments and resources to do it.
Yes, I would encourage all of you to go through this packet. You've gotten the link in the utility billing. It's got everything in it, and especially the last few pages that show the list of things that we've accomplished, things that we need to accomplish. Great job. I mean, really well organized.
So now we have recommendations. Is it almost like a handoff remark now to those constituencies, specifically to City Council, the City Hall?
That's right.
So if Paul Vincent Institute or Georgia State or any of the things that Carol
was talking about,
that would be a handoff now. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry for cutting you off. So the action item that discusses Carl Vincent or Georgia State, it says something like, City of Midland Park to engage CVIOG or UGA. And so the responsibility on engagement is I think we put it on city staff or council. And then we also put in, for every action item, we do a cost estimate. Often it's just staff time or council time. But for something like this, I think we even put in the actual cost estimate because CVIOG and GSU do these pretty frequently. And one of my colleagues at ARC who's been around a long time has a good sense of how much that costs.
Thank you.
Did everybody get the link to the study? Did everybody? Okay, I want to make sure.
I do have a text request. Can we put this presentation on the Mountain Park website?
Can you forward it to us?
Okay, probably. Yeah.
So I don't know why I'm Mountain Park Tech Central.
In fact, I've already sent it to you. Utility
building. Yeah. Right. Okay, so it's already been sent to utility building.
Y'all can post that.
Right.
If I don't read your note, it's misspelled up there in the email.
That's what I was just about to say. It is not spelled correctly.
If you're trying to email me, if you're trying to email me, spell Atlanta correctly, or you are.
That's a really good trip.
That's because he's such a fast worker.
Okay, any more questions? All right, then if we're done, we'll see you guys here next Wednesday when we start going over the millage rate review for the City of Mountain Park tax situation. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for clicking.
No problem. Thank you. Places that you can go and eat around here. I thought, he doesn't want to stick around this place and go and eat.
I know.
Well, I'm so glad I got to meet you.
Likewise.
Keep in touch. Let me know if you need a group.
So from here it gets officially sent in.
What's that?
So from here it gets officially sent in.
From here we'll send it to ARC. It's kind of funny. ARC is going to send it to ARC for review and DCA. probably receive a few comments to give us some feedback on maybe there's a thing or two that we need to change. And then after that, we'll make those changes. But if we get a lot of feedback about something needs to be changed, we can also make those amendments. We can make changes all the way up until the plan.
My interest in being me